Blog Talk Radio.
Razor?
Yeah, this Razor.
What's going on, man? How you doing, man?
I'm chilling, bro. What's going on?
Not much, man. Welcome to the show, man. I do apologize for my lateness, man.
It's all good.
So how's everything, man? How you been, first of all, man? Long time no hear from, man. I haven't saw you in a while, man. I think last time I saw you was over, actually, when you were over at Def Jam, I saw you. So how you been since then?
I mean, you know, just been working hard, just grinding, man. I got this new single out called Higher.
Right.
And I just shot the video for it. Rick Cordero did the video for that. So I'm just getting ready to go, like, work that to, like, the MTVs and the BETs and stuff like that. And, you know, everything is looking up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't on Def Jam anymore, but, you know, I'm still working.
I heard. But, you know, nevertheless, you know, we must move on, as they say, you know, bigger and better things. You know, so, for those who aren't familiar with you, Razor, why don't you go ahead and, you know, explain to listeners who you are, you know.
I mean, a little breakdown. I'll just take it to the beginning. 2004, I had the record Feel So Good, Loving Somebody When Somebody Loves You Back. And then, you know, I just been, ever since that, that was like the beginning of Razor. You know what I'm saying? That's the first, when Razor first got on the scene right there with that record. And then after that, I had the I'm In Love With You with Fat Man Scoop. Then I had the Where Do We Go From Here, which end up getting me my deal over at Def Jam. Then at Def Jam, I had the Rain record, you know, Let the Rain Fall Down, Take Me Away, because I don't want to be without you. Ladies know what that is. And now, you know, the Def Jam thing ain't work out. And now, you know, I'm just doing my thing. I got this new record, Higher. It's looking real nice. I just put it out like a month and a half ago already. I already had 300 spins all by myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to Hood, doing his thing too, you know what I'm saying? So just shot the video, like I said, with Rick Cordero, and getting ready to hit 106 in Park. I already had the meeting at BET. Like, I'm doing everything like a record company right now, but I'm just doing it by myself, taking meetings with MTV, BET, VH1 Soul, like, you know, just doing a thing, doing it.
All right. Well, my man, appreciate you, good man. You're on your hard work, you know, by yourself, man. So, you know, shout out to you for that. Who were some of your musical influences?
Of course, man. God rest his soul. Of course, if an interviewer asks that question, and every inspiring artist or up and coming artist or even artist that's out there don't mention Michael Jackson, especially as an R&B singer or a pop singer or whatever you want to do, if you don't mention Michael Jackson, man, like you're living a lie. Of course, like Michael Jackson is like the number one guy. And, you know, I'm Jamaican. I was born in Jamaica, so you know I love Bob Marley. I listen to Bob Marley all day, every day. Listen to Barris Hammond. You know, those are my three guys right there. Michael Jackson, Bob Marley, and Barris Hammond.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, you work, this single, first of all, your single, Rain, which I'm familiar with you. And, you know, Asha, I first came to know about you before I met you at Def Jam. You were on Soul Train. I remember you performing on there. This was Soul Train was so active. And, you know, that's why I finally came out. I said, who's this guy singing on Soul Train? And then I was over at Def Jam, I had the opportunity to meet you. So, from then, who wrote your song? Who wrote that song, Rain? Who wrote and produced that?
Oh, I write all my songs.
Okay.
I write all my songs. I'm the writer of everything that I sing. I'm the writer of. The producer is this guy, Rye Keys. He's out of Atlanta. He's down with Neo's camp.
Compound.
Yeah, Rye Keys produced that record. And he also produced my new single, Higher, too. And this kid, man, I'm telling you, I look out for this kid, Rye Keys, because he's only like 23 years old, and he's a beast with it.
Okay. All right. When you're in the studio, when you're on stage performing, what type of message would you like to bring to your audience?
Just positivity and energy, and the message I like to bring to the audience is that I like to let them know that I'm nothing without them. You know what I'm saying? So at a lot of my shows, I'll jump down in the audience and like I'll hug girls and kiss girls on the cheeks. You know, some of them even sneak some kisses on the lips. But like that's the type of fan appreciation I like to show to my female fans. You know what I'm saying? Because like at my shows, you know, I sing, so it's like if it's 1,000 people at the show, I guarantee you 980 of them are going to be females. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, R&B, they bring out the females. And I just like to convey that, like, I'm very thankful to them for coming out and spending their hard-earned money to come see me. You know what I'm saying? So I like to just go down there and just touch them, talk to them, hug them. After the show, I like to go walk through the crowd. Like, I'm not one of those artists. You know, artists that go to the show, they go perform. Then afterwards, they leave and they get on a tour bus and they go back to the hotel. Nah, I like to go down to the audience, kick it with the audience, take pictures, sign whatever they want me to do. And that's just the type of guy I am. So I just like to give off that positive energy. You know what I'm saying? Because you give off positive energy, you get that positive energy back. You give off that negative, you're going to get it back. So I just like to give off that positive energy.
From the first day you how long have you actually been singing?
I mean, I've been singing since I was maybe like, I say like 12, 13 years, man. Like since I was like 11. I'm 25 now. So
okay.
since like 11, I've been like really, really serious when I was like 11, 12 years old. And I'm not one of those cats that, you know, a lot of R&B guys say, I grew up in the church or this. I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I didn't sing in the choir because I was always too shy for that. You know what I'm saying? I always could sing. But I was just always too shy. I remember, like, my family used to always tell me to sing at the family reunions. I would end up doing it, but, you know, they'd have to force me because I was just always so shy. You know what I'm saying? To this day, I'm still shy with the music, like, as far as performance. But it's just like, you know, once I get out on that stage and see the people, it's like a whole different person.
How do you feel about, you know, where you are so far in your music career?
I mean, everything, like, I like every day, it's God's plan. What's going on with me, what's going on with everybody? It's just what God got in his plan, you know what I'm saying? I don't question the man, I don't argue, I don't fight, I don't curse. I just go along with the program, you know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to be doing what I love to do. I'm just happy to be alive and happy to made it to 25, and, you know what I'm saying, I'm happy to be amongst Jay-Z and be in the same building as Jay-Z and have a song with Rihanna and have a song with Rick Ross and, you know what I'm saying, have songs with Sean Kingston and I don't even have a record deal, have a song with Lil Wayne and stuff like that, and I'm just happy where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to complain about, oh, I should be, like, I don't look at the TV and be like, oh, I should be there, my song should be, nah, I don't do that, man, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going, my destiny is already set, so right now I'm just on a journey to my destiny, so I'm straight where I'm at, I'm content, and I ain't complaining about nothing.
What do you think about the music industry today?
I mean, the music industry, it's changing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like labels are not looking, CDs are not selling like it was back in the days. So now labels are giving artists 360 deals and taking everything. But, you know, it's changing. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can really say about it is that it's changing. It's just like, it's not that it's not generating any money because it still is. It's just generating the money in a different way instead of CDs. Now it's just iTunes and ringtones and digital downloads and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So it's just changing.
If there's something you can change about the industry, what would you keep the same and what would you change?
What would I change? I don't know. What would I change about the music industry? Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing, and, you know, I know a lot of people got, they feeding their family off the music, but, like, all the, like, this whack music that's, like, just been coming out, like, I'm just like, man, what is this, like, sometimes I just listen to the radio, like, yo, like, what is this, but at the end of the day, I know that artist, he probably got a family that he got to take care of, the A&R that signed him or whoever signed him, they got somebody to take care of. So, you know, that's one thing I would change, just like the whackness. And what was the next question? Oh, would I keep the same?
Yeah.
Oh, I would keep the same. What would I keep the same? I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I gotta get back to you on that.
Man. good, man. You know, I put that question up because I'm going to tell you something, man. One of my friends who played in American Gangster, and the rest is that she's a great actress, but our A&R told her, by the way you look, I can make one if I can give you a deal based on your looks, and I can have a studio singer to record for you. You just get out on the stage, you lip sing, and we can make millions of dollars.
Milli Vanilli style. That's crazy.
And I'm looking like, wow, I don't know, this is how it is. This is what the business is doing now. We just find people that got a cute face and went and, you know, get it on stage and lip singing and ask somebody else's voice. I'm like,
that's
wow, what does it come to, man? Well, Reason, man, we need brothers like you, man, to bring R&B back. And as I said, I want to hear some good. I want R&B to come back, man. I want R&B where I used to be back in the day, back when I was young and when the, immature and meant to be and, intro. Back of that to me when music was music, man. So,
It's coming. It's coming. It's definitely coming because I got some, I'm telling you, man, I've just been in the, like, recently, I did this mixtape, and I just been on this little mixtape tour, so I just been running around, but, like, I've been back and forth in the studio just making that good music. I want to send a special shout-out to J.R. Rodham. He's a white guy, and he's making some, like, I recorded maybe, like, 10 joints with J.R., and I'm telling you, like, these things that I'm coming with, man, like, right now, man, like, I'm not even... like, looking to go get a deal right now. I'm not looking for any meetings. Like, I'm getting offers right now. I got offers on the table, but I'm not really, like, trying to go that route right now. I'm just trying to test the water with this independent stuff. And I don't know if you heard the Higher record. Yeah.
I heard it last night.
Yeah, man. So, you know, we just shot the video for it. And, you know, you working, man. I'm working. It's coming.
Well, man, I'm getting tired of playing these good records. I'm gonna put it that way. What do you see? I'm not telling you to play Psychic here, but what do you plan to see your career 5 years from now? What do you plan to be doing
5 years from now?
Yeah.
And hopefully, I have 5 albums out, and you know, I got a few artists under my belt. And, you know, I'm just doing positive things, you know what I'm saying? Got a few charities. I just want to do positive things, man. Like, I want to like, go back to Jamaica and, like, help Jamaica. Because, you know, Jamaica's a small island and it's struggling, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like, we're in a recession. Like, everybody thinks it's just America in a recession. It's the whole world that's in a recession, you know what I'm saying? And it hits so small, that small island even worse because, you know, now it's a recession, so there's no tourists. And tourists is our big thing down there, so... I just want to just hopefully in 5 years, I'm still breathing, I'm still alive, and you know I can have a few artists, a few number one albums, and a few charities. I'm helping out Jamaica, and you know just doing good, and just keep on being positive and waiting to die, basically.
Man, you're still young, man. Man, you're 25, man. You're still young. You still got a life ahead of you, man. You made it to 25, man. So just thank God for that, man. You know.
Yeah, I thank God every day for that, man.
A lot of young people don't even see 25. You know, they're 18, 19, and on, man. So you 25, you know. So you made it there, man.
I know that firsthand, bro. I had three of my homeboys. They were old. One was 19, and two of them was 20, and they didn't make it to 21. You know what I'm saying? So I thank God every day for that.
Right. What part of Jamaica you from?
I'm from St. Andrews, country, bro. Up in the hills. Yeah, you know, you was expecting me to say Kingston, right? Because that's what everybody says.
I thought you were going to say Kingston.
Yeah, that's what everybody say. Anyway, where you from? Kingston. What part of Kingston? in the city part. I'm from St. Andrews, up in the, when you get to the airport, from the airport to my house, it's like 3.5 hours. You got to drive up the hills and the mountains. And, yeah, man, I'm up there.
Okay. I've been to Kingston many years ago, but Andrews, what is it like there? Do you still have a residence there?
Oh yeah, we have like my mom still have a house down there. My grandfather has a house. Like my grandmother still lives down there. My mother goes, she lives in out here, but she goes down there like maybe like once a month. She down in Jamaica for like 4 days, so we still strong down there. Like to this day, I still have a Jamaican passport. To this day. So, I was, you know, some artists say, yo, they're Jamaican, but, like, I was actually, like, born in Jamaica. And I still, to this day, have my Jamaican passport, and I'm still strong. Like, if you speak to my family member, you probably wouldn't even understand what they're saying, because they still got that strong accent, you know what I'm saying? I just got to, when I'm doing my interviews, I got to talk proper so people can understand what I'm saying because, you know, that patois is not a world language. So, yeah, I'm still strong down there, man. Jamaica land, we love.
Okay. I mean, don't get me wrong. You can't believe right, both of that Jamaica. Cause you know people who good actors, they can just throw on an accent, man. They have you fool. Like, oh, this guy's
good.
So, you know, I met a lot of them, man.
You
just come out of.
You know who? You know who tricked me like that, man? I mean, you know the model Tyson Beckford.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I didn't know he was like a strong. He had a strong Jamaican accent. I was talking to him. We cool. Like we had an interview together. Matter of fact, by Hot 97, and you know we both up there. We talking and. And then when he went to commercial, we started talking, and he started talking that Jamaican language. I was like, damn, I didn't know. Like, he sounded like a real, like, he just came from Jamaica yesterday. And I was just surprised, like, wow, a lot of talent out of Jamaica, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So besides, I know you're trying to push this single higher, but what else you got going on? I mean, that's what you want to talk about.
You know, I got the mixtape out. Hosted by DJ Corrupt. I got the mixtape, but I'm just like doing this. I did this little mixtape tour. I'm still actually still in the process of doing it right now. I'm about to go hit up Eastern Pennsylvania on Saturday. I just hit up Maine. I just hit up Lowell, Massachusetts. And I'm about to go hit up Worcester, wherever that's at. I'm just hitting up all the places where the people want to see me. I'm going there. You know what I'm saying? I'm just hustling and I'm grinding right now, just getting this mixtape out there, just preparing them for this higher record, you know what I'm saying? And I'm getting like a lot of good responses off this higher record and the video. I'll have the video for you. Maybe like next week I'll be calling you back like, hey, I got this video. Put that up on the website.
Hey, anytime you wanna call me, man, call me, man. You know you're my favorite cousin, man, so you can call anytime,
yes,
man. Your record high, of course. I heard it, man. It's a great record, man. I wish you continued success with that, man. Let me say this, man. I don't tell all my guests, man. But if you need me for any type of marketing PR, just let me know, man. It's gonna cost you a thing, man. Just let me know, man. Let me know.
After the interview.
Huh?
Let's talk after the interview.
Sure, man. You got the number, man. Just call me, man. No problem doing that. Listen, I have two more things for you, man. Tomorrow's the 1 year anniversary, man. That's right, tomorrow night, man. If you can, call in 2 minutes, man, just to say congrats, Tim, you know, for everything, man. Your friends are coming through, man. We got so many people coming on the show, man. GS Boys, so many people, man, that's going to come through, man, show support to me. You even got Dr. Martin Luther King's daughter coming on tomorrow, man. It's a big surprise for me, man. So it's huge. I didn't even know that many people like me, man, but they're coming through tomorrow, man, to show love to me, man, and, you know, I appreciate it. You know, my cousin, you know, Razor will come through and do the same, man.
Yeah.
It's only 2 minutes, man.
Yeah.
We're not going to take all your time, man. We know you got to go back out and make millions, but, you know,
if you can, man,
just come, you know, so. If you can, Razor, appreciate it, man. I really would. Once again, if you want, I can hit you up after the interview, man, you know, and chat with you for a few seconds, man. That's cool.
Yeah, definitely. Just hit me up. You know what I'm saying? And make sure folks check out for that higher single. Hit me up. www.imrazah.ning.com. Hit me up. MySpace.com/razah. Hit me up. And, you know, we just out here grinding, brother.
Definitely. And also, they can purchase your single. It's higher on iTunes already. I know Rain is already, but you can purchase that on iTunes. But it's higher already on iTunes.
It should be up there. Like, I registered it because, you know, I'm doing everything myself now, so I registered it. You know, if a major did it, it would have been right up. But I did it on my own, so I did it like 3 weeks ago, and it says it takes 4 weeks to do it. So maybe
Week. Right, we have a contract with iTunes. I know the owner of iTunes. I'll make sure it's up there, man, so if I can go and purchase for you, that'll be a personal favor for you. That won't cost you a thing, man. Shout out to everybody for listening, man. Support this young man, Raisin, man. He's my first cousin, man. He's a brilliant artist, man. This guy can sing. He's one of those real singers that can really, really sing. He's not a studio singer. He can sing, man. He can perform as well. I saw my song with my own eyes, man. Make sure you support him. Raisin, man, thank you so much. That was an honor. It was a privilege. But before I let you go, man, just give your shout-outs, man. Shout-outs, man.
Hey, I want to shout-out to Roberts, Infinite Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, for hooking us up for, brother. I just want to shout out to Just Us Music Group. That's my label right there. And just, you know, I just want to shout out to all the radio stations across the country that's supporting this record, because it's like people can't really believe that I'm doing all of this by myself. 300 spins on a record, an R&B record, all by myself. I got the video. The video's about the shout out to Kelly G over at BET. I showed him the video last week.
Oh,
he loved
Kelly,
the video.
Shout out to Kelly G
over BET. So he's gonna the video is gonna be the new joint of the day on 106 and Park in about 3 or 4 weeks. I didn't get the exact date yet, but he gave me the go ahead. So, and we just working, man. Shout out to everybody over at MTV Jams, VH1 Soul. Shout out to Jenya over at Def Jam, you know what I'm saying? They still my people up there. And, you know, I'm just working, man. Shout out to DJ Corrupt. We got that mixtape out there, so make sure y'all go get that. Go download that. It's free, you know what I'm saying? And I got 50 Cent on there, Akon on there, Barrington Levy on there. I got Bun B on there. I got Prodigy on there. You know, we just working, bro. Rick Ross on there. Yeah, we working.
Okay, you got Uncle Rick on there, man. Uncle Rick, your former label mate, of course. Shouts out to you, man. I'm gonna hit you up in a few minutes, man. But I'm gonna play your single Higher. But I want you to introduce your single Rain, and then I'm gonna follow up with Higher, man. All right? You wanna do that for me before you step out, man?
Definitely. What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your boy Razor. You know what it is, man. The Rain Man about to take y'all higher. You know what I'm saying? This right here is my single. That Rain joint, y'all know what that is, man. Shout out to all the ladies. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting this record right here. You know, this record took me from A to B. Now I'm about to go to C to D to E. So check it out. It's your boy Razor, Blog Talk Radio. Rain, let's go.
Yeah.
Appreciate your song, man. I'm gonna wait for your higher next, man. Razor, man, stay by your phone for at least 2 minutes, and I'm getting ready to give you a call, alright?
Alright, cool.
Alright, man, but thanks, man. Thank you, man, for coming on the show, man. The listeners love you, man. They hit you up in the chat and say they love you, man, so shut your mouth. So continue doing your thing, man. I'm gonna shoot by 2 minutes, man, alright?
I appreciate it. Shout out to all the listeners. Let's get it higher. Let's get into it.
Wait, you still there?
Yep.
I'm trying to get high, man. Oh, my God. I don't think the internet's going to dry up here, man. Razor?
Yeah.
I don't think my internet put your highest song up here, man.
It's all good, man.
Man.
They heard rain. They know what high is. They're going to be seeing that video all over the TV.
The next show I do, man, it's gonna be up there, man. I gotta find it, man. I gotta get it up there, man.
All right, man, appreciate it.
All right, man, you can hear from me in about 2 seconds, man. All right.
All right, cool.
All right. Man. Let me shout out to Razor coming on the show. He has a new single titled Higher. Make sure you guys check him out. Here's Stick With You from the Pussycat Dolls. Love you guys. Stay up, stay strong. I'm out. Oh my gosh,
peace. So